Wildcats get the victory, a hard-earned one tonight, Troy. This was, you had kind of back and forth, couldn't get that separation, and really had to grind this one out, hey?
Well, to be honest with you, we were terrible. We got out-defended, out-rebound, and offensively, we were just brutal. I'm not just being honest. But you know what? At the end of the year, nobody's going to look back and say, what happened in Crookston? Well, we won.
No, you don't have to give it back.
No, we're not giving it back. We'll never give it back. So we won. You know, and if you play as bad as I think we played tonight, we still won. And that's, you know, we found a way. I thought Elena Likes, who did not have a very good start to the game, made a huge three out of the corner. Could have been a four-point play. And we actually got some offensive rebounds late in the game to keep the ball alive and keep the ball in our possession, which is important. But, you know, we can't play like that. You know, the people coming off the bench have got to be better. Our starters have got to be better, you know, and I expect them to, and you know, we'll try to learn from the film, but we don't have much turnaround. We got a game on Saturday afternoon, and we got five games in a row on the road, and I don't see an easy game out there, so we're going to have to play better.
Yeah, I mean, the stat that glares at you is 5 for 32 from downtown. I mean, you had some open looks, too. I mean, it's not like, you know, they had a hand in their face, and it just didn't go.
Like I said, you got to credit their defense. Their defense is geared to not letting you shoot layups, kind of like ours is. And so they're going to give up outside shots. Well, we had outside shots, like you said, and they were open, and we have to start shooting the basketball better. And we have good shooters here. So people have got to take a good look at themselves and say, you know what, I got my shots. I got to be ready to make them. And that will cure a lot of ills. Making shots cures a lot of things that are going on out on the court, whether you're not playing good or not. We have to start putting the ball in the basket.
Well, in the third quarter, you got into foul trouble there. You got five fouls halfway through the quarter. I know you weren't happy about that. You were able to survive it, though. They got six free throws on you, but, well, you can't be down five in the bonus there halfway through a quarter.
No, it happened against Lewis, too, where we were down 5-1 or 5-0 in the second quarter against them, and your defense then has to get really change. You know, you can't be aggressive. You can't try to make plays. You just got to do the best job of containing them and hopefully that, you know, they don't make shots. You know, if somebody said, would you start all 3-0, we'd take that any single day. And we have to start making shots to help make everybody feel better because we're not making any shots.
So talk real quick here before we have McKaylee on the postgame show about your road trip coming because there's, you know, you've been able to be at home here for a nice homestand. You got the wins. Now you got life's hard on the road. It really is.
Well, we're leaving at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. So, yeah. I mean, we're gonna leave at 6 a.m. We got practice over there at noon, and then we play at 3 o'clock our time on Saturday. So we don't have much turnaround. But I'll be honest with you: if people want to play good, we should actually have some fresh bodies because our rotation is so messed up tonight because I just didn't feel like people were playing good or getting things done. But I got to credit Crookston. I told Crookston's coach, you totally out-coached me tonight. You know, you flipped a 2-3 zone on us, so we didn't see that. That kind of threw us for a little bit of a loop. They did a great job of not letting us get to the basket. And if that's happening, then we have to make shots around our people that are trying to get to the basket. And we weren't able to do that, and we really haven't done it yet this year. So I'm waiting for that to start happening.
Well, congratulations on the win anyways, right?
Like I said, I'll take 3-0 any day. Yeah. You know, we're going to play a game on Saturday. We won't even remember this one. So
that's right. That's right. All right. Well, good luck on the road.
Awesome.
We'll see you soon, my friend.
Thank you.
All right.
Awesome.
Troy Mattson, the coach of the enemy.